It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Robbie Ray, what nothing you can do about his fastball? What nothing you can do about his off-speed pitching? Robbie Ray! Wow, what a performance in his debut for the Giants, Shasky.
I thought at times from like the second inning on, it had a Carlos Rodon-like electricity to it where you saw a power lefty. And I heard a lot about, oh, Kyle Harrison's a power lefty. There's a difference, right? When you're pumping 96, 97, 98, Rodon even could throw a little harder from the left side. You're very unique. There's just not a lot of guys that can do that. Blake Snell can go 95, 96, a little if he wants to hump it up there. But the way Robbie Ray conceals the ball with this little kind of like compact delivery, and the slider was working. He was super amped early, at least you could tell.
No doubt.
And then once he settled in, yeah, he was unbelievable. But I'm watching that entire thing, and all I kept thinking was, he's got to be thinking in his head, as everyone and their moms wants to get contract extensions, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. I only need a couple more starts like this if I'm Robbie Ray, and then I can kind of ease into the offseason.
Yeah.
I'll opt out. Someone's going to give me a 3 to 5 year deal worth $150, $160 million.
You know, I'm going to take this approach today with the Giants. And look, I don't think they're going anywhere this season. It is what it is. Maybe they get hot. Maybe they go on a run. Maybe they sneak it to the wild card. We'll see. But I'm thinking about next season, right? And I'm thinking about pillars. We keep talking about pillars and what you could bring into next season. And the Giants right now, what do they have to hang their hat on? I don't know.
Couple of young pitchers that feeling pretty optimistic about, but you got a long way to go.
So let's think about maybe the quickest path to be as successful as an organization. The quickest path to maybe having some dominance in an area. And I'm looking at the starting rotation. And with the way Robbie Ray, now it's just one start, but it's against the Dodgers. He went five innings, didn't allow a hit. And I see why he was a Cy Young Award winner.
Absolutely.
He's got the stuff.
Yeah.
And I look at this division, and there's a Shohei Ohtani problem. It's a big old lefty, right? The Padres got their guys on the right side. But there's a lot of talent in his division.
Freddie Freeman's a lefty.
Freeman's a lefty. You know, Corbin Carroll down in Arizona. Corbin Carroll's a lefty down in Arizona.
Absolutely.
They've got some ballers who hit from the left side. Why not? And I it's probably not feasible. It's probably going to cost a lot of money. These guys are probably going to opt out. But is there a way to come back next season with Logan Webb, Blake Snell, Robbie Ray, Hayden Burson, and Kyle Harrison as my five-man rotation? And
Hicks?
I bumped Jordan Hicks. Okay. I bumped Jordan Hicks in the bullpen.
Okay.
He's either my eighth-inning guy, seventh-inning guy, but I kind of build the bullpen around Jordan Hicks. I mean, it's probably not feasible, and it's probably going to cost you a lot of money. The Giants already spent $72 million on their starting payroll this season. I don't mind spending $80 million on the starting payroll next season. But I'm just looking like, what's the quickest path to competing at a high level? Well, can I start with a starting rotation that's going to keep me in baseball games? Like, I would feel very confident in the National League if I went into the season with Logan Webb, Blake Snell, Robbie Ray, Hayden Birdsong, and Kyle Harrison.
I think that was what they were hoping this year was going to be. But here's the, like, I agree with you. And remember, we said this kind of going into the year. Two things need to happen. Number one is you'd have to sign these guys to longer term deals, right? And that, and I just, if I'm Blake Snell, why would I want to play here?
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm Robbie Ray, why would I want to play?
I can't think about that though. If I'm the Giants,
no.
I got to try to convince these guys and say, hey, look, man, we play in a pitcher friendly ballpark. We're in the West. You guys know about the West. You guys have both played on the West Coast. Stay here and be our pillars, be our leaders.
I agree, but then they're going to say to you, Bonte, you don't even know who your shortstop is.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
And then the other thing they're going to say to you, they're going to turn around and go, have you seen your outfield defense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've let two balls drop in between guys in a two-day span. And so, like, in terms of team building for this ballpark, absolutely, pitching in any generation is going to carry the day. And having two cost-controlled players in Harrison and Birdsong makes it a hell of a lot easier to spend $30 or $40 million on multiple high-end lefties.
And these guys can learn how to pitch and learn how to be professionals from these veterans in Robbie Ray, Logan Webb, and Blake Snell.
I just look at it two ways. The reason why most of these guys are going to say no is because the Giants have shown they're very unwilling to give 4, 5, 6 year deals to starting pitchers. They're very risk averse. And so I agree. It would be the route that I would try to go. This is why I was so frustrated when they didn't even offer Carlos Rodon anything, even though Rodon has a much bigger injury history than some of these other guys we're talking about. And then like Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman was a no-brainer. He's now worth $120 million. As we talk about quarterback price tags and starting left tackle price tags, starting rotation price tags, the cost is $30 to $25 million a year minimum for a two or a three.
It's through the roof. Maybe I can do a two-year deal with the 32-year-old Robbie Ray or a two-year deal with the 31-year-old Blake Snell. Odds are they're probably going to move on. Odds are they're probably going to get moved before the deadline. But if I had the quickest path to try to win, to try to be competitive, I would try to build through the starting rotation because I really think they could be really good. Now, to your point, who's playing outfield, who's playing shortstop, this is where I'm hoping that they clean house in the front office and get me a respectable GM who could flip this thing right away and has the cachet to bring in big-time players, whether it's a shortstop, whether it's a center fielder, whether it's a right fielder, whether it's a first baseman. Can I bring in a president of baseball operations who can make guys believe that, hey, we can win here? Because right now under this direction, I asked Lubman last night, has Farhan, since he's come aboard, are the Giants in a worse position now than when he began his tenure as president of baseball operations?
Do you mean perception-wise or
perception, organizationally, minor leagues, the major league roster? Are they in a worse position now than they were when Farhan took the job?
I think they've got way more players in their pipeline that are fringe major leaguers now. We'll see if they'll be impact major leaguers than they did at the end of the Sabian run. But I will defend the Sabian run because that was on the bell curve end of a dynastic run where you were exhausting every deadline, all of your trade packages to go all in. In the same way the Warriors are kind of looking at the landscape, and we'll get to Steph later, about like, hey, we're all in for this era.
Right.
We only have a Matt Cain and a Lincecum and a Buster Posey one time, right? So you're going to try to maximize it now. And I think we've over dramatized how many trades Sabian made and how bare the cupboard was. Yeah, that was by design.
Yep.
I mean, they only had one opportunity to do it. I would say this, Beat, and this kind of goes back to Snell and Robbie Ray. Guys like Carlos Rodon, Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, when they come here, part of why they come here is they know there's a trampoline effect. I'll sign a one-year deal. There'll be multiple opt-outs. I have all the control. Yep. And if I play really, really well, I'll go to the place I really want to play and make the big money that I want to make.
So we're getting used as a stepping stone.
Absolutely. I'm watching Mets-Yankees last night. And the Yankees are, I mean, you want to talk about Tom Petty free-falling?
Oh, they're scuffling.
It's bad.
Aaron Boone says they're close, though. Then turned it around.
What did I do wrong?
Gerrit Cole comes back, and clearly he's still working himself back, and he's a long way to go. But I'm thinking about like the allure of the Yankee pinstripes, their ability to absorb a bad $150 million contract and overspend on guys left and right. Like, to me, Robbie Ray and Blake Snell, whether it's in free agency or at this deadline, those guys scream Yankees. Yeah. The Yankees are desperate right now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Like, hypothetically,
they had J.D. Davis batting cleanup the other day.
I know. Matt Chapman will take his job if he wants to go to the Yankees.
And then you got a new owner in Baltimore who may want to spend some money.
Well, look, I'm looking at just the American League as a whole.
Right.
The Cleveland Guardians are a sneaky, well-run franchise. Yep. You don't think they take like, okay, it costs probably $8 million, $10 million to pay for Blake Snell right. the rest of the year. You don't think they do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think they would.
They may do that. But then what are you bringing back and are these guys going to help you? So I look at this entire operation and you see them win yesterday. Good for the Giants. They won yesterday. Big time eighth inning. The kid from the Dodgers, Ramirez, that was as bad as a pitched inning I've seen in a long time. The guy wasn't even close. I remember Kruk at one point said, boy, he's pitching to Tyler Fitzgerald like he's Barry Bonds or something to that effect. Like, all right, I know he's hit home runs in five straight games, but damn.
Thank God for Tyler Fitzgerald.
I mean, you're five feet off the plate with the fastball, homie. So I'm just thinking, like, look at Robbie Ray, and you see the vision, although it's come so late. We knew he was going to come back in July, but late July, it's almost like too little too late.
That's
and
what
you
it feels
see a glimpse.
Like.
You see a glimpse of how good he could be, but obviously he's going to say, you know what? I'm opted out. Blake Snell's probably going to opt out if you don't trade for him. So I get the point where you want to get something back for them, but what are you going to get back? And do you trust Farhan Zaidi to get back a good prospect for these players?
Let's talk about Blake Snell. Like, okay, Blake Snell this year alone has questioned the organization pushing him too hard to come back from the injury.
Oh, yeah, he's so out.
So I have a very hard time believing that he's happy with what has transpired behind the scenes. And I don't know, like, I understand the organization's point of view. There might not be a bad guy in this one. Like,
no.
But I can see also Blake Snell's point of view, like, yo, wait a minute, like, you signed me really late, okay? Even though it takes two to tango.
Right.
You signed me really late. I didn't really have a spring training. I didn't do any real, like, legit rehab starts. And then I go back out there. I get hurt. I'm not the same. And you want me to go back out there when I know that I have a 3 or 4 year deal that could be awaiting me in the offseason?
No doubt.
If I'm right?
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. And he's looking at Baltimore. He's looking at a prospect team. Robbie Ray's probably looking at a prospective team. And then now what do you have left? I don't think Farhan can survive this, and I don't trust him to get back the right assets for these lefties, because Robbie Ray looked great yesterday. You telling me he can't help a contender?
Oh, I mean,
Blake Snell can't help a contender?
I would love for him to stay on the team.
I would love for the Giants to start 2025 with a rotation of Logan Webb, Blake Snell, Robbie Ray, Hayden Birdsall, Kyle Harrison. Three lefties, two righties. I feel great about that going into 2025. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to think the same. You know what I'm saying? And if you bring back Farhan, does he have the wherewithal to build a good line? That's the problem, man. It goes back to the lineup. Now, I know they went off in the eighth inning yesterday. They kept hitting single, and they get a win. And maybe they get a split today. Hell, maybe the Giants get a split at Dodger Stadium and salvage maybe the first seven games of the post-All-Star break. Maybe they do that. Maybe they give some optimism. But they're five games under 500. Let's be real. You look at this lineup. And Jorge Soler is an automatic out, even though he walked three times yesterday. Lamont Wade Jr., what's going on with him?
Ponce.
Ramos was 1-5. You know what I'm saying? Conforto striking out four times.
Conforto's done. Ponce, this is the transaction that I want you to just think about. I don't know if Luis Matos is any good at all. I don't know. You know why? Because you've never given him a week straight, 2 weeks straight of at-bats. When I saw the Derek Hill acquisition, I go, this guy, he just doesn't get it. And I'm talking about Farhan. We got him because he hits lefties. He's got 19 at-bats against lefties this year.
I mean,
this is a guy with 75 career base hits scattered over five seasons. A 28-year-old. His obsession with acquiring mediocre randos, as I call them, and Derek Hill, nice guys from Elk Grove. I'm sure he's a good dude. And I understand. You cannot construct a team of Lamont Wades and Derek Hills. And
Not in this division.
No.
Not in this division.
The fan base has rejected that. And if you want to truly see what you have in Luis Matos, stop bringing him up and having him pinch hit. You said this the other day, and it's so true. The kid is a kid, number one. And number two, give him a pat on the back and let him play for 2 weeks. And this is where the analytic people will never understand being in the dugout and playing in the game. When you're a young player, you need to see 7, 8, 9, 10 at-bats over a 2-3 day span to get yourself feeling good.
You got me thinking about the Warriors and what we've been talking about for the last 3 years. Kuminga needs to play.
Mm-hmm.
Moody needs to play. You let Pajibski play. TJD got the play. And you saw these guys get better and better by the game. Young guys need to play.
Exactly.
I always thought it wrecked Harrison Barnes to go to St. Williams when you brought in Iguodala, and I get Iguodala wanted to start, but Harrison Barnes came off the bench for the first time in his life, and he was lost that season. Lost the year before they won a championship.
I want Iguodala. You know,
Mark Jackson's last season as head coach of the Golden State Warriors. Young players need to play, especially in baseball and basketball. And Matos, who does have an NL Player of the Week award under his belt, this is you're platooning a youngster who doesn't even know what he's going to play. So now he's pressing and trying to make every play in the outfield, and that's not going well. He's trying to make every hit. He's striking out left and right. He's not seeing enough pitches. And you're playing Mike Conforto at this point, who we know who Mike Conforto is. He's a guy who's going to strike out four times in a game. That's what he did last night. So Matos is just sitting there. Let him get at bats in Sacramento. Let him play with Luciano and bring both those guys up when you're ready to roll. And speaking of Luciano, we're going to ever see him again?
I don't even know. What position is he?
I don't. He's a baseball player.
No, but that's the problem. They don't even know what position he is.
They don't know, which is sad.
Because
which
the
is,
spreadsheet can't tell them.
Well, this is why I think they got a clean house, because I just go back to what the conversation was in 2022 and 2023. I was told by people who cover the Giants, even Sam Lubman, not trying to come down Lubman's road, but dude, they're setting this all up for 2024. When the kids are ready for... Remember we kept hearing that? We're waiting for the kids to come up in 2024. Well, it's almost August of 2024. And the only kid I'm really watching play is Elliot Ramos, and now Fitzgerald, he's getting a shot.
Yeah.
Probably better late than never, but... Where's Matos? Where's Luciano? Where's the Casey Smits? I mean, you told me, Giants fans and people who defended Farhan, just wait until 2024. That's when everything's going to jump off and the farm's going to be ready to go. Or if they're not ready to go. And now we got another lost season and our five games under 500. So what's next? What's the next pivot? I'm not even getting irritated. I just want to know the plan. And I think a good plan would be, hey, let's start our plan by building around Robbie Ray, Blake Snell, Logan Webb, Hayden Birdsong, and Kyle Harrison. And the prospects of that happening are probably slim to none.
Well, you were talking about why would these players want to sign here. And I personally believe for the fans, for the other Major League Baseball players that are out there, for the guys that are in the organization currently, they just need a PR facelift. They just do. In the worst way.
Yeah.
In the absolute worst way. And if you want to change how business is done, you can't expect the zebra to change his stripes.
Yeah.
Farhan is going to be obsessed with acquiring the Derek Hills of the world for the rest of his life.
It's unbelievable.
Like, he works the back end of the roster more than the worst guy in your fantasy league does. Nah, and we all know that guy who has 75 transactions a week and still doesn't win more than four games every year. That's Farhan. I mean, he treats this whole thing like a fantasy, not realizing that these are individual people inside those helmets and inside those caps, and they have feelings too. And so someone like a Luis Matos, for example, how can he ever feel comfortable if he literally is the only guy in the last decade to win Player of the Week and then get sent down not once, not twice, but three times?
It's unbelievable. After that. It's unbelievable.
It's almost unprecedented.
I'm looking at the offseason transactions. I don't want him running another offseason. We already chronicled Ross Stripling, Sean Manaea, Taylor Rogers, Michael Conforto. Who else did they bring over in that season? They spent like $150 million on seven players.
Don't forget Taylor Rogers. How do you give him $12.5 million?
Yeah. And then this year, you give Soler the money. Soler's just...
I've never seen a player so addicted to trying to pull the ball. It's honestly become its own joke.
Well, and then you got Jung-Hoo Lee. Don't forget about him. We don't even know if he's a player.
I have no idea.
His salary.
It starts to jump, too.
Yeah, it goes from this year. I haven't played that much this year. Listen to salary jump. He's making $7.8 million this year. It jumps to $16.8 next season.
Oh, boy.
And then it jumps to $22.8 in 2026.
Uh-oh.
Then it's at $22.8 in 2027.
Uh-oh.
And we don't even know who he is.
So what player coming off of multiple Tommy Johns will we be trading him for 2 years from now?
Just sell and just fire everybody. I can't even enjoy the win yesterday because I know that Robbie Ray's gone. I know he's gone. And
when he hugged Kurt Casale, all I kept thinking of was, that's a man who's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. I got my start. I showed what I did on tape.
I'm out of here.
Oh, my gosh. So the Giants, we got them out the way, man. They got to sell. They just need a facelift.
You know what I'm more exhausted of than even...
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trout pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.